All my kids are athletes, play a bunch of sports. Field hockey, track, swimming, ballet, all of it. And at one point or another, all of them have been injured. My kids all have friends that have had a series of concussions. My daughter has friends that are amazing pre-Olympic soccer players that are, one of them had five concussions before she turned 16. For those who think this is just boys, just football, you're wrong. Women in soccer, women in basketball, quite frankly. Lacrosse. I can't tell whether it's the aggressive testing, which I am a huge fan of, or the increase in contact sports and participation, but there's been an explosion in the number of concussions reported among teens just in our little circle in Lebo and out of that circle in Upper St. Clair. UPMC is saying, let us test your team. I cannot advocate enough for this, to get your kid tested, to get a baseline, to make sure that they're okay and protected. I love this program. I love what they're doing, and I reached out to them and begged them to come on today. And as a result, we have Dr. Alicia Trubovich. Doctor, good afternoon. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Doc, this is important stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You really kicked it off to a good start there with your little blurb there.
What is it? Oh, a little blurb, is it, Doc?
Yeah. Well,
I love you. Hey, big blurb. This is a big problem, isn't it?
Yes.
Right?
I mean, it's a problem, but it's a manageable problem. The most important thing is being aware and reporting and getting the right treatment.
See, I love this. And I love UPMC, by the way, is renowned around the world, has treated world-class athletes and got them back on track, quite frankly. Tell us your plan with teens and what you're offering. I love this, Doctor.
Yeah, so we have a Heads Up Pittsburgh concussion baseline testing partnership. It's between UPMC Sports Medicine and the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation.
Nice.
And every summer, they offer discounted and free concussion baseline testing for ages basically 5 and up.
Wow.
And this program has been going on since 2010.
Wow. Doc, 5 and up. Wow. Why so young?
Well, we now have we used to not have testing for that young, but now we have a iPad test that's about 15 minutes that is for 5 to 9-year-olds, and then we switch to a computer test for 10 and up.
I have at least a half a dozen friends that I played football with who were all in our 60s, who are struggling right now with early stage dementia, a CTE. I have a close friend who boxed for a dozen years, who is really concerned about his future because he has early stage dementia. All of it from blows to the head, because when we came up, no one knew, did they, Doctor? Now we know, and we got to prepare, don't we?
Yeah, well, the difference also is that now it's apples and oranges. Before, no one was pulling people out of play.
Right
no one
on.
Was being managed
right
and treated.
On. Right on.
You know, the 70s, 80s, even the 90s.
True.
And so now when we manage the concussions, we don't see the residual issues. So the important thing is getting in and getting treated and making sure that you're not returning to play too soon. And that's definitely a decision that should be made by a concussion provider, not by yourself. Like, oh, I feel okay, because kids might feel more or less okay, but that doesn't mean they're fully recovered. So, there's a lot of people out there that think they have a lot of issues from concussions.
Yeah.
And some of that, is true, but we have changed the way we've done things. And, there's a lot of things we can do now. And it's not just, oh, you're screwed if you had concussions.
I agree.
It's not really like that.
But guys like me have watched people die, quite frankly. I
yeah.
watched John Burnett
mm-hmm.
die. Weatherman here from concussions. CT, and afterwards, you know, they determine this after they're dead. But all right, tell our listeners, what is a concussion baseline test, doctor?
Yeah, so concussion baseline test, the one we use is called IMPACT, which is the most popular. It's used by most major organizations, such as like the NFL. And it is about a 20-25 minute test that looks at attention, memory, processing speed, reaction time. It's a computerized test. And, you know, the individual just has to show up with their, you know, with a focus and concentration, no distraction, and in a quiet room. And we give it to them, and it takes about 20-25 minutes. And then we get a test of score, a set of scores that reflects their personal performance. So everybody has cognitive strengths and weaknesses. Like your memory might be better than your reaction time. So the individual baseline helps us know exactly what you looked like with your brain function before a concussion. So if you were to have a concussion, we could give you a post-injury test that's very similar and comparable, and then we could figure out if there was any changes in the testing to help us with both diagnosis, but also helping with the management return to play process.
Dr. Alicia Trebovich, neuropsychologist, UPMC. Hey, doctor, tell all the grumpy old know-it-all old men out there, this isn't just guys that get hurt. This is girls at a high level, and they need to be tested. Tell them how important that is. Yeah. Please.
Yeah, actually, even though men account for number more concussions because they're doing more high-risk things,
yep.
If you match sports, so if you look at men's soccer, women's soccer, women actually have more concussions.
Wow.
Or women in men's lacrosse or basketball, any of those sports that are actually comparable, women are getting more concussions.
Well, why? Hold on. Why? Sorry to interrupt, doctor. Why?
Oh, that's okay. Well, there's a lot of theories.
Wow.
It's not really well understood, but a lot of hormonal implications. There's a lot of new, like, emerging research looking at how different parts of the cycle might predispose a woman to a different outcome or a bad time to get a concussion, so to speak. Women have less neck strength, which could be a factor. And there's also differences in just brain structure. So, you know, the way that the brain is typically looks could be a little different, like the corpus callosum or whatever could be a little thinner or different in a woman. So there's a lot of different reasons, and they might all make a difference, but we're kind of on the forefront of figuring that all out right now with research.
Hey, doctor, tell folks how to get set up and get going, please.
Yeah. Okay, so if you want to get a baseline test, you can go to basically Google concussion baseline heads up Pittsburgh, and it'll pop right up as one of the first links. And if you click on that link, it'll say, there'll be a link within that'll say register for the Heads Up Concussion Baseline Testing Program. And there's many locations that this can be done, ranging from the South Side to Cranberry, some places in the South Hills like Bethel Park, Bridgeville, actually Washington, PA, Washington Wellness now, so
nice.
Way down south. And
nice.
Erie, if you're way up north, as well as east of the city, Penn Trafford.
Wow.
And so on and so forth. So lots of locations around the city.
Doctor, thank you. You're doing a hell
Absolutely.
Of a job. It means a hell of a lot to a lot of people. You don't have to quit all these sports, do you, Doc?
No. We are in the business of getting people back out on the field, of course, safely and reasonably. But no, that's not the goal these days.
Heads up. Doctor, thank you. It's wonderful stuff. Very, very, very important. Thank you.
Absolutely. No problem.
Love it. Get it done, folks. Don't hide from this. UPMC makes a difference in lives every single day. UPMC, life-saving, life-changing information. I have watched a man die from CTE. Sorry, I'm finishing up a snack. I apologize, but I do it in these breaks, and it is what it is. And John Burnett played college football. Worked with my wife for 15 years every day. He was family to us. When he played football, you got concussions, they sent you back on the field. Same with myself. I wasn't a college football player. I was a bum. But I had concussions in a time when the helmets were lousy and the treatment was lousier. Same with John. And it killed him, quite frankly. Football. My cousin, and she's made this very public, so I'm not kind of speaking out of line here. Her husband played hockey all throughout high school, was insanely good, had 8 goals in a game, played college hockey. He is dying right now from CTE. It's kind of odd. Maybe that's not the right choice of words, but they don't determine this. And tell me if I'm wrong here, Patrick, till after the guy dies. They really can't determine this. They do this autopsy after, and that's what happened with Burnett. But for all intents and purposes, my cousin's husband, Neil, has been in Kane for, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years?
Yeah, it keeps stacking up. But yeah, they cannot determine until after you're dead because they have to physically examine your brain.
But his wife, who was one of our close friends, Patrick loves her. She loves him. We've done 1,000 things with her. It's all concussion-based stuff. I could go on and on and on. I have several friends that I played football with. They were good players. I was bad, so they ended up playing in college. They're now having issues. Football. I have a really good friend who I love, who is an insanely successful businessman, who was a boxer for 12 years. Same issue. Very, very scared about issues he's having right now with dementia. To the doc's point, the testing was either non-existent or ignorant. And UPMC is at the forefront of this stuff. My daughter, Chloe, has a good friend who is All-America soccer player, full ride, Division I scholarship. But here's my thing about that. She's 18, has had 6 concussions. You're supposed to, according to Chloe, they're supposed to quit after 5. Some quit after 4. I'm hoping that she takes care of herself. And we don't judge, and I certainly don't get involved. But sometimes, parents, we get caught up in the buzz created by insane athletic prowess. And we kind of look past some of the injury issues. I hope that isn't the case with some of these parents who have kids who are elite athletes. I spoke to Rich Fitzgerald about this very issue a couple weeks ago, as some of our friends who we played football with are struggling with pre-dementia issues. And I said, and Fitz is amazing and sharp as a tack, no issues, none, zero. And he played college football at Carnegie Mellon at a high level. And I said to him, as I joked, I'm glad I was lousy. I blew out my knees. Probably dislocated my knee 7 times, maybe 8, had surgeries and casts and all that crap. But as a result, I wasn't on the field 20% of the time that the other athletes were. And I look back and think, maybe it was a blessing. I don't want to make this about it's horrible. I want to make this about there's hope. UPMC has had world-class Formula One and NASCAR drivers here in Pittsburgh who had major concussion issues and came in here. They have insane technology, world-class data, and world-class doctors to treat this now. The only thing I would beg you to do if your grandparents, because this is an older audience, 45 plus, or your parents, get your kid baseline tested. Don't blow it off. Don't do it. The other thing I would suggest is don't make this about sex. You heard the doc. In analogous sports, which actually surprised the hell out of me, that girls have concussions at a higher level. In soccer, what else did she say? Lacrosse?
Yep, soccer, lacrosse, field hockey.
Basketball?
Basketball as well.
She said there's 100 factors or there's no factors, but they have more concussions at a higher level than boys, which shocked me. For dads out there, if your son shows athletic prowess in football, good for you. God bless you. It's hard to walk away from that buzz. The only thing I would suggest, and I mean this, project and hope that the new helmets and the new testing protects them. I was adamant about not pushing my son into football. I love football. I love Central Catholic. Life-changing, man-building, leadership, teamwork, insane. They have an amazing program, and they protect the hell out of those kids. They have the best doctors on earth working with the young men at Central Catholic. And I love their coach. I am not disparaging this. All I'm saying is, dad, grandpa, brother-in-law, brother, if you have a kid that's prone to concussions, and some are, get him out now. Get him out now. I grabbed one of the jocks that I ended up knowing that played professional football. I played for the Raiders at a very high level, all pro. And I said, I went through a litany of men that we both know that play in the NFL that are struggling right now with CTE symptoms. And he said, yeah, I know. But he said, I'll do it all over again if I could. It's that kind of game. I don't judge, man. I don't cast aspersions. I get it. I was a bum. But when you're on that field, there's something about it. And there's something about it that's addictive. One of my boys, Ron Layton, 3 PhDs, College Football Hall of Fame, is so concerned about possible CTE. He shows no symptoms. He's had insane testing. He eats a bag of pills the size of a baggie every single day to protect himself from the possibility of having issues. Banged heads all through college at an extremely high level. Well, College Football Hall of Fame. Get yourself to one of these clinics, UPMC. It's free. Get this baseline. Protect your kids. All right? Please do it. I'm begging you. So many kids ignore this. That is not smart. You can't say I can't get to it. They're all over. You can't say I can't pay it. They're free. Do it. Do it today. I'm begging you. All right, I have to do this because I'm intrigued by a couple things. The conflict over the ticket sales of the World Cup. Ticket Nick is one of my boys. He's actually a good friend. He's probably the most connected ticket broker I've ever known, probably top five best in the country. And he called this. He saw this train coming because I'm always looking out for this insanity with ticket prices, whether it's a concert with Kanye West in Tampa, and my son's obsessed, I swear to God, and or whether it's World Cup tickets that I'm seeing for $2 million. And when I see that kind of number, I think, what the hell's going on? Now, big investigation, because you start throwing numbers out like that, and folks want to know what the hell's going on. Ticket Nick. What the hell's going on, Marty, with these World Cup tickets, brother? Insanity, and now an investigation.
The investigation is really pinpointed to the finals, and it's a global event, so it's going to be a massive ticket. But, you know, there's guys that are posting tickets that don't exist yet. Oh. I mean, I was just looking
at... Hold on, explain that. Explain that and how it happens. This is what people don't know.
I mean, like, I could post a ticket and it can say to be determined or a certain category, because the way they're doing tickets is categories. So category one would be your premium seats. Category two would be a tier behind that. And category four is like your get-in. So you could post that you have a category, and you could post it for whatever you want. But at the end of the day, it's what the ticket's actually selling for. Like, I shared some of that data with you to show you what tickets are actually selling for. Yeah, they're big numbers, don't get me wrong. But it's not the 90,000 or 80,000
or 2 million.
1.5 million
yeah, yeah.
or 1.5 million that you see. You know, I have always been cautious on this market because I think there's a lot of people that are what I would call buying and selling air.
Hold on. Explain what that is, too, please. This is actually profoundly important.
Air is what, you know, basically taking an order. So you're posting something that you don't have. And you're shorting the market. Now,
so you're lying.
You're lying
and kind of stealing too.
Well, as long as it's a reputable broker and they fulfill it with what they said they're going to fulfill it with, I look at it as it's a bad practice. There are certain events that it has to go on for, but I would tell you it's a bad practice.
Wow.
And I've been telling you this since, you know, for months.
You have.
That I saw this coming down the tracks.
Oh, hold on. And tell the folks out there that might be large money that might be going to one of these events, give them some advice in terms of buying one of these tickets, please.
I would buy tickets that you know, that a marketplace would show you that are marked in hand and are an exact section in an exact row.
Oh.
And there's things that can happen even with the exact row. I mean, if you see like a lot of row, like 28s or 29s or like a high row, that's probably somebody that's probably, you know, catching an order or they're masking it.
Go ahead, Patrick.
You know, depending on how
that's part of the problem that they're seeing. That's also part of this investigation. People bought their tickets in a certain section. Here's your seats. And then they're getting their tickets and they're nowhere close to where said they bought them.
Oh, God.
So that's happening, well, too, at some of the World Cup events or venues.
Go ahead, Nick. Yeah,
and that could even have happened if you bought them directly from FIFA. Oh. And I'll explain. So FIFA, what they do is they sell you a category and then they place the ticket location later.
Oh.
So that could even have to do with FIFA directly and not with the secondary.
I see.
So I always tell people on something, especially that's in categories, and I let them take their risk and judge their risk. So basically I tell them, you know, if I didn't really want to do it. I mean, Marty, we've had that conversation.
Yeah.
And I told you, I wasn't going to go and handle it like I handle a Super Bowl or like I handle the Masters or, you know, anything
Nick,
of that
but
sort.
But Nick, hold on. Because of all this crap, you're not involved at all in anything regarding the World Cup, are you?
I'm not. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm not involved. I mean, I think we've sold a couple, but it's with our regular customers.
I see.
I would not be just buying and selling air because, say I bought something that I saw on a broker board,
yeah,
and the broker doesn't fill it, and I had it sold for, you know, God forbid, $40,000,
yeah,
you know, and I got to then replace it. I don't want to put myself in that kind of a jackpot. So I just, you know, I want to manage my risk accordingly, and I want to deliver to my customers what we tell them that they're going to get. So it was a risk that I just didn't see worthwhile.
All right. I got to, Trevin, real quick, brother. I got to ask you about the Knicks. This is actually fascinating to me. Trevin, you're a big Knicks fan. Yeah?
I am a Knicks fan. I love the game of basketball. I'm more of a Sixers fan, but the Knicks, I have to give them their credit because they're just big time right now.
Hold on.
It's been 27 years. Go ahead.
Nick, tell him.
Yeah.
This series, and Nick's sending me these notes this morning. I'm blown away. This has become a world event, and the prices are reflecting that, are they not, for tickets?
Oh, for the World Cup, it's absolutely a world.
No. I mean the Knicks, the NBA Finals.
The Knicks. Oh yeah. It's I mean, you're getting all the big New York money. You know, you're gonna have seen it. You know, it's gonna
kinda
be
kind of give Trevin some average ticket prices because I'm looking at him. It's sick. Average.
For their home game one, which would be game three. Overall, if you're looking for something lower, really good sides, you're looking probably north of $36,000.
No,
did you say $36,000 for
you're
one
looking
ticket?
For like front row with
Nick
feet on the wood, you're looking higher than that.
How much? $50,000? $80,000?
$60,000 to $70,000
in the Garden.
Oh,
Nick, did you say $36,000 for one ticket?
You can post that ticket for that. That doesn't mean that's what it's selling for.
Come on,
got it.
I mean, you know, like I can post whatever I want. Like, I mean, I see somebody has a single listed here for $113,000. I mean, is somebody going by themselves and spending $113,000? I mean, even in New York, that's not happening.
But hold on. What will they pay to sit on the court for this series? What? Be honest.
I think you'll definitely see 50,000 to 60,000 being spent.
Trevin,
70, I don't see how.
Trevin, one ticket.
50,000 to 60,000 in
ticket.
The Garden on courtside. So we're talking courtside. 50,000 to 60,000.
I mean, you have to keep in mind, $10,000 a night out to some people in New York. I mean, it's not Pittsburgh. You know, I mean, so you know, some of the money that flows around in New York is just stupid.
Hey, I got to ask you this because my wife always asks me this. Those movie stars, they don't care. They're paying regardless. They don't get those seats free, right? That's money's money, right?
No, right. And it may not be them that's paying. It could be their agent.
Someone's paying.
And things of that. Yeah, someone's paying.
Ain't no freebies at the Garden for the finals.
No.
Hey, Nick.
But you know what? They're saying the New York Knicks is going to be up for sale. So, I mean, get that checkbook ready, Marty.
Whatever.
You may want to get a piece of that.
Hey Nick. What's it take to walk in to a Knicks game in the finals? What's the average ticket?
Right now, about $3,000.
Trevin!
I could see $3,000 to walk in. I could see that. You're talking about the Garden. It's been 27 years. Somebody, Knicks fans are fiending for that. So,
richest city on earth. Most billionaires in the world. Wow.
An awesome point that you guys made.
I mean, they'll get it. I mean,
they'll get it. Hell yeah.
And Nick made the point that that's the elite. That are spending that $50,000, $60,000, and maybe not, and their agents are spending the money, not the average person.
Nick, you selling any of these?
I'm not taking any orders on it yet. I mean, I'm sure I'll have some retail customers interested, but the price may scare them away as
Gosh. You going, Nick?
No, you won't see me there.
I ask him every single time there's an event. My brother, you are the absolute best on earth, my man. Ticket Nick, the guru. He's Oz. Yoda. He's the man. Thanks, Nick.
Thanks, Marty. Take care.
He's also a wonderful guy. Wonderful, wonderful young man. Trevin, 80,000.
No, sir.
Come on, man.
No, sir.
Come on, man.
Not even in my greatest day.
Come on. The only thing I said to my wife is, and Patrick knows this, more billionaires than any city on earth, and now these investment bankers are making 30, 40 million. This is nothing to them, Patrick. Nothing.
To them, no, but you're not going to see a cab driver putting up $3,000 to sit and watch the game.
But Patrick, tell them what the Knicks are doing to that point, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, they did put aside 250 tickets. I think it was for each game.
They did, for kids.
For underprivileged kids. Yeah.
Which is cool, Trevin.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. That's New York. But look out. I mean, that's good stuff. I don't know, Marty. I mean,
that's large, brother.
That is big. And the great point that you guys made was, okay, and Nick made it. He said that that's posted. That doesn't mean that people are actually paying for it, or they're going to call you.
Someone's paying something.
Man, I don't know.
I would love to. You know what, though? You imagine the vibe in there, brother?
It's going to be ridiculous.
Yeah, like.
Ridiculous.
Right?
It will be
talk about
an
electric,
event.
Man.
Yeah. That's going to be an event within itself. Regardless of who they play, whether it be the Spurs or the Thunder, it's going to be ridiculous.
And I am not a fan. I'm an idiot. But that Wembenyama. That brother is.
Wemby.
That brother is gifted.
Keep it simple.
That young man. Whoo! That is beautiful to watch, man.
He is awesome. Wow. And if no one has been to the Garden, I've been to the Garden for Knicks games. That is one of those experiences that when you walk in, you might not even be a Knicks fan, but it's everybody just comes together. There's an energy that brings everybody together
this.
For the excitement
I've
of
heard
the game.
This. I've heard this.
And you might find yourself rooting for the Knicks just because of the energy.
No, I've heard this.
And people are high-fiving you and grabbing you and celebrating. Don't even know you. And it's just an awesome experience.
I was there for a Harry Styles concert. Same thing?
No way, man. What? What are you talking about?
One old man and 20,000 teenage girls. Oh, I was so bored. But that's another day. The stuff we do for our kids. Wow, $80,000.
Woo!
I ain't no rich guy. I have a bunch of rich friends. They go to that crap. Not me, man. I have friends in Dallas that they'll fly in their private jet to those events. I don't live in that world. So be it. I don't miss it. I'll stay at home and have pizza with my son and wife and kids and have a better time. I'm not picking on them. To Trevin's point, these are all amazing life experiences. And it's wonderful. The only thing I argue about all this stuff, Trevin, and I mean this, and Patrick knows this because we talk about concerts all the time. What's happened, Trevin, and it's happened, what do you think, Patrick, last 10 years? Your average person is out of the market, my man.
Oh,
for an insane number of events. You know what I mean?
Of course. When you look at the economy right now and the way things are vibing, I mean, and that's why I always try to speak from the perspective, well, I'm an average person, so I speak from my perspective. Yeah. I mean, there's certain things you can't afford. And you just hope that the chance will come along where you can, you know, experience those lifetime, experiences. Because some things are once in a lifetime, Marty. Like some things you might have to, I don't know about $3,000, but some things you have to come up off it, off the wallet, so that you can actually live.
Here's my thing about what you said. For the big events, you're right, but for most of the concerts that come through here, any kind of name, Patrick, $350.
Yeah, the prices have gone way up.
Trevin.
Last 5 years.
It's insane.
Again, look at the economy.
What's that mean? I don't know what you're saying.
I'm saying, on jobs right now, you're making money to survive, but you're not making a lot of money. There was a battle just for what to raise the minimum wage. As an average person, you're trying to live. Like, life is a struggle.
But let me tell
right
you
now.
What's odd, because he's right. I saw the line for just merchandise for Kanye's concert. It was like a mile.
Yeah.
And they sold it out. The merchandise. It was a mile long. So, Trevin, what's odd is people mortgage their behind. And I don't believe in that either, to get to these damn events. I just can't.
Oh, they'll max out a credit card to do it.
Yeah.
Well, now when you guys talk about people and you say they, and we're generalizing.
Teenage kids.
Okay, because I was going to say, we're definitely not talking about our demographic. Or
The people going to the shows.
Idiot teens.
Got you. Okay.
It's actually fascinating, and both you and Patrick knew this before I did. All my kids and all their friends are big time into hip hop. So, because I'm an old white guy, I end up at a couple of these big concerts with my son. And I'm elbowing him, saying, the whole damn show is white teenage boys and girls.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, Trevin. Their mommies and daddies have money, so they'll just lay out $500. I ain't doing it. I'm just not doing it.
Why does that surprise you?
Oh, it doesn't.
Okay.
No. But it's the demographic. It's where it's bled to, brother.
Yes, but I wouldn't even be surprised when you talk about the demographic and the market, because hip hop music, that genre, I mean, it's not just like black kids and Latino kids.
No, there's no way.
A lot of money was coming from the Caucasian community.
Obviously.
The young ones, because, you know, everybody wanted to be hip.
Since the late 80s.
Most definitely.
Anyway, it's fascinating. But to make tickets $80,000, you got the richest men and women on earth, and that's it. I saw this at hockey games. The crowd isn't as crazy because the tickets are so expensive, rich people don't get as crazy. But not at the Knicks games. They go berserk. Good for them. Just to get in the door, $3,000. Ain't happening. No way. But anyway, this is fascinating. The money people spend on entertainment that they don't have is... And I get weird about $95 hoodies. Come on, man. That happened when we were in New York to see Harry Styles, and I told my daughter, honey, you know what she did? She made her own. They cost $18. How about that? So you can get away with it, but you got to put some effort into it.